This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the C Block.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. I wanted to start something new. My family got this little box of weird sports trivia for me yesterday for my birthday, and literally, Adrian goes, "We just thought it would be fun at work." And okay. I was like, "All right, then, during the C block, I will ask one question every day."
Ooh.
As your, you know, like the Aflac trivia question.
Yes.
We don't have Aflac sponsoring this, so it's by me. So it's the Coria trivia question until we get a sponsor for it.
Okay.
Which of the below is the only one that is not a real sport?
Oh, no.
A, aquatic billiards. B, chess boxing. C, toe wrestling. Or D, underwater hockey. We will announce the answer at the end of the segment.
Just real quick, Alec, your initial thoughts got to be A or D, right?
Yeah, I was leaning A, but I'm going to have to let this simmer for a second.
Yeah, because B and C, I see the possibility of
underwater billiards sounds like a blast, though. And then, dude, I don't know, man. Underwater hockey, how would it work?
See, I think I'm going to go with A.
How's that going to work? Well, yeah, there's no ice under the water. You can't have ice under the sea.
What?
All I want to do is...
There's tons of ice under the sea.
Where?
On the bottom of glaciers and stuff.
You're going to skate on that?
I mean, I wouldn't.
You're going to be skating upside down, I think.
I guess you could have the scuba tank.
And... How do you have an ice hockey rink under the sea? All right, well, again, we'll answer the trivia question at the end of the segment. Mm-hmm. From the 858, can Kevin's mom help y'all land an AT&T sponsorship for Corey's trivia?
All right.
We should ask.
Should we?
I don't know. After hearing the story that you told, it was a very wholesome story, and I really appreciated it.
You're welcome.
One of our former producers is... taking on what I think is a gigantic responsibility and a gigantic event. Mm. And they are a sports radio 610 in Houston, our friend Reginald Atatula and his show are going to do a radiothon from 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. And they are going to be raising tomorrow. As a matter of fact, they're going to be raising money for the Houston Food Bank. So
that's really cool.
I do believe you can text to donate, sports radio 610 to 71777. I think that's how it works. I'm not exactly sure. So you'll have to go we'll help do what we can to help facilitate, but it is, it's an awesome thing that Reggie's doing. And you know, every time we would do things, Reggie would always say on whatever giving day, he'd just say a food bank. There are hungry kids out there,
yeah.
There are hungry families out there. And so North Texas Food Bank was that. So I think Reggie would appreciate, either way, you know, no matter what.
Yeah, that's super
cool. Wherever you decide to donate, he would appreciate that. But tomorrow they are doing that. And we hope that they raise a ton of money in Houston for that because that's awesome. Now, he did ask me yesterday, and I'm sure he asked you too as well. And Alex, since you have actually gone through the full 14 hours of Peace-a-thon before, and Kevin, you as well, he asked, do you have any tips, any advice for this thing? And I would like to share my tips and advice for Reginald Atitula, and then you guys can share yours. I said, it's not your regular show, so just recycling sports isn't really what you're going to want to do.
Right.
It'll drive you nuts, and it'll drive the listener nuts.
Right.
I said, have evergreen topics, just in case, like, you know, something happens. Lay your run sheet out and start filling it in, knowing that you might have to move things around. Get as many guests as you can, because it's always fun to have more guests around.
Sure.
And I think now what we've added with Peace-a-thon, when we add the hosts on our station, and I'm glad the hosts on the station have been like, no, we support you guys.
Yeah.
And they support our cause.
They've been great about it.
We always appreciated that. I said, so get as many. I said, stand and sit. Don't just sit. Kevin disagrees with that. But I said, I also said, hydrate, have an emergency plan for bowel movements. Get the station involved. You have to have an emergency. It's an all-day thing.
Okay.
And then most importantly, have fun, because it's about the friends we make along the way.
Oh, my God.
And so, Kevin, I was kind of curious from you two. What do you mean? We made new friends.
Well, it probably won't surprise you to know.
It's not about the friends. It's about how much did we raise.
When we talked about this, I gave him almost nothing but monetary advice about how to raise money. It probably won't surprise you to know that most of my suggestions were in the ways to drum up interest and potentially hopefully turn that into donations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I also reminded him when we put together our first Peace-a-thon, we did it on 4.5 days notice. And so he's clearly way farther ahead of the game than we were.
Yeah. Yeah. Alec, any thoughts from your side of things, experiencing that for 14 hours?
Honestly, I would say just kind of let things happen the way they're naturally going to happen, because like you said, if you just beat down sports, it's going to be exactly that. It's going to be a beat down. And you guys were off the Friday after last year,
mm-hmm.
but I was on with our guy James, and I had an entire segment of stuff that I pulled from Peace-a-thon alone.
Oh, really?
To run as Masterpiece of the Week. We had other shows earlier that week. I did not use any of that.
Amazing.
I was able to grab, and really, it was just from like a 3-hour block towards the end broadcast.
We got a little loopy and
yeah,
hungry.
Where Mike kept on talking about his burnt pecan pie or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Him and Derek.
Exactly.
He was so mad about that.
Yeah, so I think I had just enough of Mike just talking about eating his burnt pies that I was able to run pretty much 2 segments off of that. So he's going to have fun if he just lets things happen and not be a little, you know, too hands-on with it. Just whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Well, that's, I appreciate y'all throwing that. And for anybody listening, that's kind of the experience. And if you want to get a chance this year to, you know, hop up with us and say hi, then we always welcome some support.
Yeah.
And if that support comes in the form of food, that's always helpful as well. We treat it as a family Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what
and
I always
say. Hey,
too,
load
yeah.
the table up and let's have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin, Gen Z or Father of the Year?
Father of the Year.
Father of the Year. Oh, Gen Z is going to be so good, though. Father of the Year nominee, a father who was on a Disney cruise ship with his 5-year-old daughter. Him and his wife were playing shuffleboard when she climbed over the railing and fell off.
Oh my gosh.
Into the ocean. Immediately, he dove over the edge to save her. Now, it took, I can't remember, just a few minutes for Disney Cruise to get started and go rescue them in the middle of the ocean. 20 minutes, this dude had to tread water while holding his child.
Holy crap.
And hope. You're looking, watching a boat go away, and you are sitting there. You're like, I have to. Now you're avoiding sharks. You know, obviously, it's a big ocean. And you're just hoping that your head,
that is
with no life jacket, your head is just high enough over the water that they can see you so they can come get you. Now, most of these, I do believe it's like a 9 out of 10. If that happens, you're done. You either get swept underneath the boat and you go through the propellers, or you the boat can't turn around in time to come back and get you and find you. However, wow. Disney had, they have a crew that went into action, got their little boat out there, drove out and picked them up and was able to bring them right back to the boat as that quickly. Again, this doesn't happen and you make it that often.
That is terrifying.
A lot of people were saying that he was holding the child over the edge and that's how it happened. No. That was erroneously reported is what I've learned. There were multiple people that said that did not happen. They were playing shuffleboard. Here's the most terrifying thing as a parent, Alec. You look away for that 1 second because you can be the best. And then you look away from that 1 second and they're doing something that they don't think about because you're not there to stop them. And you got to hope that, you know, every once in a while you can watch them do something stupid and they're going to learn from it.
Right.
You can't just hover over them all
Controlled
the time.
Controlled stupid. Yeah.
But something like this is absolutely terrifying.
That is so terrifying. And I'm so glad they're going to be okay because... Look, I didn't know it was like 9 out of 10, but I could have guessed probably most of the time that happens, it doesn't turn out super well.
Yeah, and somebody said, did he dive or jump in? I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't see that part of it, and it's not in the videos that we've seen, but I'm very happy that they were able to make that happen.
By the way, the question was asked, do we know if Mike will be part of Peace-a-thon this year? He will. Now, how much of that? He might complain about along the way, but he'll be part of it.
Oh, and he might complain about it.
Yeah.
He's coming up here on his own accord. What are you going to, force him to stick around?
I can be very persistent when it comes to charity.
What about the kids? That's usually what Kevin says.
By the way, process begins. Well, it's already begun. I got a lot of stuff already, nice. But at the Dallas Card Show this weekend, that's where the shakedowns begin.
Just bought my tickets.
So you put the note in people's ears at the July show, and then you really put the hard sell on in September and pick up in November or go to their shops in between because we got a lot of really awesome card shops across the Metroplex that have supported us for years.
What is the saying? You put the iron to them or whatever it is. I don't know what the saying is, but you take an iron, heat it up and really... Let them know.
Oh, well, I just do it.
You brand them, no, Kevin?
I just do it through discussion.
You press your shirt so that you look good when you go ask. That was what I don't know what y'all were talking about. Guys, Gen Z. Alec, are you Gen Z? Is that how it works? Are you part of Gen Z?
I have no clue.
I think Gen Z was born in like the 90s.
Okay, I'm not.
Then I would not be. I'm 01.
90s to 01. Gen Zers have fallen for remote working, and if employers want to attract them back to the office, they'll need to offer more than free coffee and ping pong tables.
Bull crap. I'll just go hire somebody else.
In fact, 38% of Gen Zers admit they wish their workplace had a private space for hookups and solo play.
Oh.
Allowing them to take a break.
Wait, what?
Alone with a colleague whenever they desire.
What is solo play?
I think you know what I mean, Kevin. I'm just reading it. I'm not, yeah. So that is now being said that Gen Zers are like, hey, I can't believe this has never happened before. I can't believe that wasn't already an idea. Hey, look, if we just give them play, they'll never leave. They might just always work. Because then you give them 10 minutes to go canoodle, and they're going to come back and get to typing away because they're so pumped up.
You.
Jeez. All right.
But this is actually kind of fascinating to me that they're like, that's how open they are about it. They're telling their bosses, not only do we want a place to do it, but I want to be able to do it with my coworker.
Dadgummit.
I needed that. Thank you.
Dang it. All right. I never thought I would... be this person, but I get it why the generations before us said we were soft and how we'll pass it on down. Like I used to think, no, we're not softer, you're just older and that's what you think then, but I get it. I'm at the age now where I'm like, those kids, they're soft.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsTClinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I need a safe space. I can't believe you're making me go to work.
Oh my gosh, shut the hell up. Then get a different job. So I have hit that age where, yes, I do think the generation under me they're soft. So I officially, I guess that means I'm an old man, probably was doing Sudoku and crossword puzzles in the newspaper that really cemented that. But I'm going
to
add this.
Next thing you're going to say is you can't get free agents to win a championship. You have to build from the draft. Like an old man would say,
you supplement your team with free agents, except for the 2023.
Michael Jordan didn't leave; he stuck around. Does that, except for that one
Look,
period?
I think it's more complicated than you have to stay with one team your whole career. I think by the time it's like marriages, right? If you want to go to your second team, get your second marriage. All right, Things happen. Maybe your third team, perhaps a third marriage. Totally get it. If you're like an elite level player, I get it. If you're like struggling to stay in the league, you're going to go wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same theory as marriage. Once it doesn't work out with a third one, like, it might not be the team.
I do wonder,
though. How women are.
Thank you, PJ. It's not necessarily just for women, PJ.
The I will say, though, our building, our office, we're about to move up the road. We're going to be right up the road here. Do you think they're going to have private rooms for such activities?
No.
Why not?
Because
if it's what the kids want.
I don't know how we're going to have room for that if we're all going to be on the same floor.
That is a good point.
I really don't want to see the people who want to hook up from La Grande or Jack or whatever. Maybe that'd just be robots. And I really don't want to see that happening right in front of me.
Well, it's, again, closed door, all that going on. There are a lot of windows in that one. All right, that's the C block, ladies. Oh, y'all want the answer?
Yes.
Which of the below is the only one that is not a real sport? Aquatic billiards, chess boxing, toe wrestling, or underwater hockey?
Y'all? It has to be the first one or the last one.
A.
It is A, aquatic billiards. Good job, gentlemen. Tomorrow, we'll have another one.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Mom Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Then also, from FC Dallas, we'll talk with Sam Sarver. All of that next right here on The Fan.
Clark directing traffic. And then steps back with the three over Brianna Stewart.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with Sam Sarver from FC Dallas in just a minute. But before we get to that, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. 877-881-1053. Franklin Frankel, injury attorney. Text line if you want to get involved in the conversation or the Twitch or the YouTube. Now, at first, I was just going to say, do you think the WNBA players are idiots at all for the Caitlin Clark voting results? But I want to move forward to what happened this morning. So the whole idea was going to be Caitlin Clark got more votes for the All-Star game than any WNBA player. So obviously she was first among guards. She finished third among media voting for guards, and she finished ninth among players who voted for guards. So I was going to ask if you think that's just bitterness, jealousy, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But this morning, that became a huge point of contention between Bobby and RJ. And Corey, I wanted to know, who are you siding with?
Well, it was fun to side with RJ. Just so that I could make,
I sided with Bobby because he followed the rules of debate.
Yeah, he did. But as we've learned in debate, Kevin, all you have to do is just say wrong.
Look, that.
Or interrupt and not let them finish.
I had a debate in high school where the other girl ran crying out of the room. I thought there had never been a better example of someone winning a debate. And I was judged to have lost that debate.
Yeah, I guess in this whole thing, it seems like, and I don't know what exactly Caitlin Clark has done, other than there is a bitter rivalry between her and Angel Reese, and she kind of became the, remember Kevin, somebody once called us the Golden Boys of the station, and they were a little upset about that.
They still work in this building.
They could look at her that way, and they're a little jealous of it.
Yes.
And the league is, they're catering to her, they give her calls that we don't, maybe that's it, but Paige doesn't seem to get nearly as much of that.
You know what? I'm really glad that you brought that up. First of all, Paige Beckers is awesome. She's having an awesome rookie season. Nothing but positive things to say about Paige Beckers. I think she has two things going for her that I could think of. First of all, the UConn to the WNBA pipeline is strong.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like some
it's
of
Duke.
The greatest players
it's Duke.
Yeah, in the history of the WNBA came from UConn. I have to admit, I am not familiar with the Iowa to WNBA pipeline.
Right. So she already had a lot of friends.
Yeah. And so like she probably has a lot of friends, mentors, sponsors, like however you want to put it, that are going to naturally back her up. And so I think that's one of the things. And maybe somebody will correct me. And there's been like 200 Iowa players who went on to play the WNBA. I don't know the answer to that. The other thing that I think really sets the stage for Paige to have an advantage is because Caitlin Clark was like, I'm just going to play basketball. And then somehow Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese became like this weird political and racial flashpoint about like, well, you have to pick one side. Like if you're this, you believe in Caitlin Clark. If you're this, you believe in Angel, blah, whatever. And I think Paige, she probably already felt this way, but I think Paige saw, I can't just be quiet and play basketball. And so she did make it a point to talk about, she specifically said, all of the great black women who were there. And that's true from the beginning of the league and helped build it up and everything like that. I just want to make clear, I think that Paige absolutely believes that. I just think maybe she was motivated to speak out because she saw, like, you can't just go play.
She didn't want to get punched in the throat.
For just not saying anything. Because, like, if you don't say anything now, even in sports, some people believe that makes you guilty, which I think is kind of unfair to the people who are like, no, I have opinions, but I didn't get paid all this money for my opinions.
I get paid to shoot.
Yeah, exactly. And so sometimes I think that's
unfair.
Shut up
and dribble.
Yeah, but like on the flip side, by the way, for the record, I think you should absolutely be able to share your opinions if you want. Like, I don't agree with shut up and dribble either. It's just, I get it if people are like, I'm not going to follow political discourse from LeBron James. I understand that. That's like, you know, you make your decisions based on whatever. But I don't think that also you cannot have a political opinion just because of what you do for a living. Doesn't mean people have to listen, but that would be my guess about why Paige doesn't get as much, because nobody's talking about Paige as saving the league. They're saying, can she be the next Caitlin Clark?
Yeah.
People 100% straight up have been like, Caitlin Clark is the reason why the WNBA is going to make their first ever profit, probably next year, maybe this season. She's the reason the TV rate. She's the reason. I don't feel like people say Paige is the reason. You know what I'm saying? I hope all
maybe
of that.
Maybe one day she will be.
Okay, maybe. Look, I hope
because
so.
Because of all the championships.
Because she plays for the team that I care about.
Are we going to that parade?
Hell yeah, I'll go to
the
that
Wings parade.
I'm
in.
Heck yeah, I will. Now, this one's a little tougher. So we'll move into the no joke zone. Maxwell Harrison, the Buffalo Bills rookie cornerback, is facing a lawsuit. And we say this, unfortunately, every time we talk about this, a lawsuit or an accusation is just that. Not saying he's guilty or anything like that, but it becomes a story because he's a first-round NFL draft pick. Unfortunately, there's lots of people who get raped or sexually assaulted or whatever, and a lot of people don't care because they're not famous. They're just regular people. So the accusation against Harrison is that he had non-consensual sex with a woman while at the University of Kentucky in 2021. And I understand the cynical part of people will say, now that he got drafted, now that he's getting paid, here comes the lawsuit. I don't know if that's true or not, but I understand the timing makes people cynical. Or maybe, maybe you've been through this process of a false accusation and you're just naturally cynical because you're like, this ruined my life and I didn't actually even do anything. So the accusation is she went back to his dorm room, but then when he started trying to maybe push, like, mentally or physically or like with words her into the bedroom, then she got uncomfortable and she thought they were, I don't know, stay in the common room or whatever. He tried to isolate her in the bedroom and she tried to leave and that couldn't happen. That is what the accusation is.
Gotcha.
And so we'll keep an eye out on that because first of all, it's troubling in general, but for the Bills first round draft pick, that's going to get plenty of attention.
And their punter had that situation.
Yeah, that was the
Matt Araiza.
And he eventually did get back into the league. But think about what it took. It took for the person to essentially have to admit that they falsified their timeline, that they falsified their statement, and there was video evidence that he wasn't even there at the time.
Yeah.
Like that's what it took to get him back into football. Otherwise, he got cut before this thing even went to trial.
Then he went to the Chiefs and played in the Super Bowl.
Yes, Kevin, things turned out okay.
I know this is my buddy's an idiot.
Okay.
However, a text came in and I felt it necessary to point this out.
Okay.
What is today? On the
day after your birthday.
The week sheet.
Today in my mind is Thursday.
All right. In reality, it's Wednesday. What happens on Wednesdays?
My buddy's an idiot.
The Pittsburgh Pirates win.
Oh, currently, yeah, that's right.
The Pittsburgh Pirates in the top of the eighth with one out. They are the home team, by the way, are up 5-0.
I'll need to double
this is
check.
The wildest stat.
So like, and Pittsburgh's obviously been on a run, but think about it. They're like 11-2 on Wednesday or something like that. That means on all other days of the week, they're 26-48. That is absolutely bananas.
Yeah.
So is the Pirates manager an idiot for not changing every calendar every day to say Wednesday. It's Wednesday?
Or just saying we're not playing any other days but Wednesdays, guys. All right, that's it.
Okay.
We're out of here.
By the way, NBA update for you. Spencer Dinwiddie, former Maverick, he is on his way to Charlotte. So wanted to throw that out for you. I've got at least one more my buddy's an idiot, if you have time
for it. Yeah, for sure, man.
This is going to be problematic, I think, for the NBA. Props to Bobby Marks for pointing this out. So the salary cap, not this next season, but the season after, so the 2026-27 season, is projected to increase at 7%. The maximum you can increase is 10%, but it's projected to increase at 7%.
How do they decide that?
Based on revenue from a variety of sources.
Projection of revenue?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Oh, they've got projections of revenue out probably at least three, if not significantly more years. So it's projected to increase by 7%. Here's the issue. A lot of players' contracts, especially higher-end ones at this point, they have built-in escalators in their contracts that increase the money they get by 8%. Now, I realize...
Oh, not like 8 more percent, no. Just 1%. Based, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
So...
That's cool.
I know 1% like difference might not seem like the biggest deal in the world.
A lot of money.
But if a lot of your players, or at least let's say three of your players, are built in to get 8% raises based off the assumption that the salary cap will go up at least 8% and the salary cap's going to go up by 7%.
Yeah.
Well, now all of a sudden...
Hey... That 1% is significant.
Exactly.
To me.
Especially for some of your middle or lower tier players.
Absolutely.
Or especially for some of your pre-agency plans. Like when you hear teams like, hey, we're carving out a max slot, and all of a sudden you have just that $2 million less than you need for max slot. I get it. You, as people with normal jobs, you would be like, we'll just take $2 million less because you're still making, you know, $53 million
or
whatever.
In your mind, you're like,
yeah. I'm getting
already the
screwed.
Tax money I
yeah,
was paying.
I'm getting screwed out of $2 million. And so I wanted to throw that out there because that feels like it could be potentially problematic for the NBA. Something that is definitely problematic for the NBA. We talked a whole lot about Malik Beasley and the gambling accusations that he's facing. So
I saw somebody say this morning, they were like, he was literally playing for his life. Like, no wonder he had a career year.
Look. Yeah, there are plenty of videos out there if you want to see.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And make your own judgments. But here's another issue. So ESPN reported yesterday that he also has another lawsuit hanging over his head because he was supposed to pay back $650,000. That's the advance he got from Hazan Sports Management Group. And they took him on as a client in November of 2023. He terminated that agreement this past February, but hasn't actually paid back the money. And they accuse that he's like paid back like every once in a while. He's like, hey, here's $20,000. Here's, which is a lot of money, but not when you owe $650,000.
Yeah.
And so that's another thing in addition to the gambling that is problematic.
I do wish that when paying something back, they would just be like, you do whatever you got. You know, whatever you got, whatever you can right now, we appreciate it. You know,
we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, let's turn our attention to the pitch. We'll talk with FC Dallas's Sam Sarver. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Man, I heard we're catching you at a great time. You got your call up this past weekend. Word in the street is you're going to make your official MLS debut in the game on Friday. We got to be riding high off all of that, right?
Yeah, that'd be certainly a big honor too. So, and if I don't, you know, I'm honored to be a part of the team again for another game and take it day by day. But yeah, that'd be super cool.
We've got pretty good sway with FC Dallas and the coach. So we're speaking this into existence. All right. So we're just going to say right now, yeah, no problem. We're here to help.
Sam, have you
looked around
the locker room and decided that you're the most tattooed fella in there?
No, Luciano Acosta has me beat.
Oh yeah. Do you remember the first one you ever got?
Yes, I do. I went with my mom. It was a cross on my left wrist.
Okay. One of those kind of forearm kind of crosses. I got you.
No, it's actually on the outside of my wrist, kind of where, like your elbow line that, but all the way down.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. How many, do you know how many you have or have you lost count?
Oh man. It depends what you, classify as one or two. Cause some of them correlate together, but I've got probably around 50.
Okay. Yeah. That's, dude, listen, man, I got my first one this year. I went to a place called Taboo Tattoo down in Deep Ellum. I got my first, I'm 44 years old, by the way. All right. So this is a late in the life to get that rolling. And those things are expensive. That is, but tattoos, it feels good. What should I do next? What should I put on the body next?
Oh, man. Maybe an FC Dallas logo right on the chest.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. I have another chest to do that with.
Okay. So I think the deal that we should make is he'll do that once the team starts winning more home games.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, Sam? What can we do about that?
I think it's just, you know, obviously any sports team in any world, you go on hot and cold streaks, and all you need is one win to turn it around, you know, and I think that's going to come this Friday and just use that as momentum. And you see it all the time with, you know, look at what New York Red Bulls did last year, for instance. You know, they got into the playoffs as a not very big seed, but then they went all the way to the MLS Cup. So I think it's just, it's all about getting hot at the right times, you know?
Now, we've talked about many times in life, it's always about making a good first impression. You showed up in a Chiefs jersey early on with North Texas. Did you get the word that that impressed the bosses?
No, I did not.
Do you think it did, though?
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, look, they run the Chiefs. It makes sense that maybe that would have won them over.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah, no, I did know they run the Chiefs, but I happened to actually I've had that jersey a couple years. When I was in college, we had during the spring semester, we had some days off, and we went to visit one of our old teammates he transferred to Missouri just for school. He kind of quit soccer, and you know, we were just chilling, and we kind of jokingly were like, "Dude, like it was a championship versus the Bengals for the division," and we were already kind of in the area, and it was like 2 hours away. So we kind of just joked, like, dude, let's go to the Chiefs game tonight and get tickets. And that joke kind of turned into reality. So we stopped halfway to, like, go thrifting for Chiefs jerseys because we didn't have any. So we all bought, like, these huge oversized Chiefs jerseys. Like, some of them didn't even fit us. And it was so cold, so we had, like, four jackets on. And so I had to get a jersey that would fit over everything as well. And that's kind of the story of how I got that. So ever since then, I've been kind of a Chiefs fan.
That's unbelievable. That's
fantastic. Is Mahomes your guy? Who's that?
Okay, my guy's Kelsey because I'm from Cleveland, and so is he.
That's right, the Heights.
So, yeah, he's from Cleveland Heights. So he's definitely the guy I support the most on the Chiefs. But yeah. I am a big Mahomes fan, I will say.
Now, as somebody who frequently went up to Cleveland, the Cleveland Heights area, I've been there. It's a fun little area. It's a little tough, though.
It's very nice. It's very cool little town. But I'd say my favorite player on the Chiefs, just what he brings, is probably Pacheco.
Oh, there you go. Energy. Physicality. I like that a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And his story's incredible. So that's always a guy I've kind of, like, admired. But yeah, that's the story of how I got that Poe jersey.
I love that so much. Do you keep up with the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift drama and whatnot, or are you like, I care about the football?
Nah, to be honest, I just care about the football. I know she gets a lot of screen time at the games, but I don't keep up with their drama. I mean, they're a pretty big power couple, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
But I just watch the football, to be honest.
For the fans that are going to be watching the football when you're on the field, what do you think? What do you look at as your calling card? What is it all about you?
I think FC Dallas obviously presented me with this great opportunity, and you know they made my dreams come true of getting drafted. And I think, you know, they drafted me for the player I am, and I just have to play like that player when they do give me the chance, you know. And I think some players maybe play a little conservative because they don't want to screw up or anything. But, you know, they drafted me for a reason, and they like what they saw. So, in return, I owe it to them to play for the reason they drafted me. And, you know, like if I'm 1v1 with a guy, I'm always going to run at him. And if I lose the ball, I lose the ball. But because that's part of who I am, and you know, if I get to make my debut, I'm just gonna play like how I've been playing with the second team, and you know, treat it exactly the same. Obviously, you have to keep in mind some players are MLS vets and very experienced, but you know, at the end of the day, if you're on the same field as them, you know, you belong there.
Man, I appreciate the time, and obviously we're hoping that we speak it into existence. We predict you will play on Friday.
Go.
Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
Hey, thank you guys for having me so much.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you
Sam
think about
Sarver,
Christmas?
Right here on The Fan. All right. I just want to say for the record, I see all of your text messages. When he said it was a cross, I talked back to Alec and I said, I feel like I'm getting entrapped right now. Like, and so many people texted us like, oh my God, ask him about Christmas. Going back to something that happened like 4 months ago.
It's still good times, man. He was good. I like him, man. Hopefully he gets his shot. That'll be awesome.
Absolutely. It's just sometimes you need to learn the cadence of the way somebody speaks.
Yes.
Sometimes that can throw you off just a little bit. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. DeGrom with a heater at 98. That in the top third of the zone, and he strikes out Laureano.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. Now, we played that highlight. Jacob DeGrom, 14 straight starts, pitching five or more innings and allowing two or fewer runs. That is the longest streak in franchise history, even if you go back to when they were the Washington Senators. And his ERA is 2.13. Boach talked about it today. He's like, I'm just in awe sometimes of watching him. Do you guys find yourself in that same spot? Or are you like, please don't give up any runs or else we're going to lose?
No, I just marvel at it. I at this point, I am so thankful that we've not only got him healthy.
Yeah.
But he's pitching at a level that no one can complain about. Like, you are meeting all the expectations that we have for you. At this age, with those injuries, and the consistency of every 5 days, this dude just getting it done. It's awesome.
It's rare that a pitcher can impress me because they're usually just around, you know, varying degrees of pretty good.
I can see that.
But like when what Chief just said, the consistency, you know, he's going to show up and be outstanding, and it's aesthetically different. You know, his control.
It is pretty. It really, really is. I don't know if that you'll take the result
he's
over
got that
pretty
thing on a string a lot of times.
Yeah.
He pulls it and you're like, oh man.
If you were sitting in the pro scouting department for the Texas Rangers and you're the guy or gal that recommended go sign him.
Yeah.
You have to feel pretty vindicated right now of your efforts that like, listen, when you bring this guy in, this is what you're going to get. And, you know, it took a couple years to get to this point. But he is everything that he has been advertised.
Yes.
You know, and so the next time that you want to bring up a player, you know, then you have a little bit more confidence that like, listen, this, okay, I'm the guy that did this. I need to keep bringing players up like this because he's delivered. And what's interesting the other day when we interviewed CY was that he was going to go pitch a no-hitter. They were going to leave him out there.
We've
had this conversation whether that was probably the right thing to do. But CY, when we asked him, he was saying, no, they were going to go for it if that got to that point.
I do have to, those first 2 years as the guy who recommended him.
Oh, it's tough. Yeah, it's tough. No, that's what I'm saying.
Everybody's kind of looking at you like.
No, no, you present the player in the best way you can. And you say, listen, these are the potential downfalls for the player. But when you start to evaluate and you say he could do this, 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 and this for you, he's delivered on every bit of that.
Yep,
when he's taking the ball, the consistency that taking the ball, that's something that they haven't had here. But man, I'll tell you what, you have to be pretty happy if it worked out for the best for you, if you're that guy or gal that made that call.
Right now he's fourth in the AL betting odds for Cy Young with Tarek Skubal leading the way.
Yeah, he's dominating.
He's impressive for sure. By the way, one more quick baseball question for you. Are you guys still impressed by the 30-30? Because like Shohei just registered his fifth straight 30 home run season, and I know people eventually started chasing the 40-40 season. Are you still impressed by the 30-30 season? Because that still feels pretty impressive.
Is it easy to steal bases now?
It is easier for sure.
Yeah, I think they made it a little bit easier for that, but it's impressive that a guy that has, you know, he doesn't seem like to me, when you think of base stealers, I think of guys back in the day like Maury Wills, you know, Lou Brock, and then Ricky Henderson. And
Willie Randolph.
Vince Coleman, yeah. Different style of, what did you say?
So Willie Randolph.
Willie Randolph, no.
He was the
yeah.
You know, hey,
Tigers, right?
As a guy who just watches a lot of Rangers Yankees baseball, 30-30 seems incredible.
Now, he'll have to work to get 30 stolen bases this year after 59 last year because I'm sure with him pitching, they're like, hey, you don't want to steal as many bases. But already his fifth straight 30 home runs.
I would be more incredible. Impressive if he would run the bases with a bullpen jacket on like the 70s.
Yes.
That's, you know, if you're stealing bases and you have a bullpen jacket on, then I'm even more impressed with you, your abilities.
Then you've done something. Yeah.
Yeah. If, you know, all of a sudden he's got that Dodger blue jacket on, it says Otani on the back, you know, like the Dodgers have had for 100 years.
Right.
Then go for it. Let's see. Put the jacket on and run the bases.
Let's make base running a jacket on situation.
Stop it. I see where this is going.
162 games a
Welcome
year.
Welcome to Friday, Eric.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, yes. Heggie, thanks so much for asking. We'll talk more about the Rangers on the other side, talk about another Mavs free agent. There's news on this afternoon.
Oh, I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.